Happy Tuesday night. Welcome back.
Can I ask you a question?
Every time.
Before we start, but
go ahead.
Oh, this might be.
The Gota Hogs were just jamming to Rapper's Delight. And this once might be again, awkward. Okay, well, what is it that you want? We have a lot to cover today.
This might be awkward now, but I thought this show was canceled.
I didn't hear about this.
I didn't. Who would cancel this?
Okay, go ahead.
What would people do on Tuesday nights if this show got canceled?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, anyways, okay. So
I don't want to really give them ideas. So
Taco Tuesday.
They eat tacos.
Those of you that don't know Scott, Scott's the one that drops, and Katie is back fresh off her trip to Japan, which we have to cover a lot of her Japan trip because there's so much that we have to cover, not only because it pertains to me, but then some of these, Katie.
How could Japan?
I have to tell you that, what?
How does Japan pertain to you?
Well, because she went to Disney, and then before we went on air, she was telling me a story about the characters, or lack thereof.
Okay.
So that, well, we might as well just get right into it. So Katie was saying how they don't have characters at the Disney World or Disney in Japan. What is it called?
The one we went to was Disney Sea.
Disney Sea.
So most rides are like sea themed, except Toy Story was there, and that's not sea themed. So
no, that's not.
So there's no characters at all walking around, and I was looking all over because I was going to send you a selfie with me and the character of whoever the character. Nothing.
I would have loved.
No characters at all. The store, they have like, you know, the stores that sell all the Disney stuff in the park. They were so crowded. I mean, you could, no elbow room. Like it was, the walking around for the rides and stuff was beautiful room. It was not as crowded, but those stores, people were like, there was lines out the door buying stuff. People were really into buying their Disney merch. We got our ears, our Mickey ears.
I saw the ears. The ears were cute. The ears are big. The ears here were, in my opinion, extremely expensive. I don't know what the value in Japan, they would have been.
$12.
Okay, and they're like 40-some here.
Yikes.
30 to, I mean, they range because, like, they even have Burke or whatever. But I think the cheapest ones here are mid-30s.
Oh, but yeah, things are a lot less expensive there. Even the food in Disney itself, I mean, it was pricier than the rest of the food in Tokyo, but it was still cheaper than the food.
So was the food like corn dog type food, or was it ramen and all that stuff?
There was a lot of corn dogs.
Yeah.
They had like rice, and I didn't see ramen in Disney, but it was rice and sushi.
That's good because your daughter only ate rice, right?
Rice and corn dogs. That was her main source of food.
I'm not going to lie. If Scott and I were there, that we'd probably only eat white rice and corn dogs too.
Probably.
You guys don't like ramen?
No.
No.
I haven't had dinner yet, so I'll probably be eating white rice and corn dogs when I get off.
Did you just get back from baseball?
Yeah, in a rainstorm. I'm soaking wet.
Well, it's pouring out right now.
Yeah, it's
rainy
fun.
Tuesday.
A young man got hurt, and we had to wait for the ambulance, so we were delayed, and I got wet.
Go ahead, Katie.
Is he okay?
I'm sure after surgery he will be.
Wow.
See, Katie asked if he's okay. I was going to ask what happened. You know, like
his
cleat got stuck.
It wasn't on our team. He was running to first. He did something he probably shouldn't have done, and he jammed his ankle, and his ankle basically went behind him.
Yuck!
Dislocated. So the trainer had to hold his leg in place till the ambulance, which took way too long to get there, guys.
Well, maybe he'll be on the the show, the botched or the reality show, the one with the foot. I forget what it's called.
He's young. You know, he'll probably, I'm sure he's in surgery. Well, he might be out of surgery by now, but happened like in the first inning.
Wow.
So Katie's got big news on MILF Manor. Since speaking of, and then I got to tell, I think I told Scott, but Katie, you won't believe I fangirled big time this week. So, I mean, like for real, real. But anyways, yeah. So the MILF Manor, which shockingly, I haven't ever seen, because just the name alone sounds like something I should watch.
It's so good. I mean, Scott, you watched the first season, didn't you?
No, but I think I heard this is the one where they're like dating their friend's sons or something.
So the first season was the MILFs. So the
Katie, can I pause for Scott? Do you know what MILF stands for? I know it's a family show, so we can't say it completely.
Do you know what
MILF stands for?
I understand.
Okay. You know, I've been called a DILF before.
That's the next reality.
That's never happened.
Right. And I'm going to say, okay, all right, Katie, I just want to make sure he understood what it stood for.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
The MILFs are, I think the youngest one is like 45 and first season. And then the oldest one was maybe, I don't know, late 60s. And then they had the first season, the MILFs were all, you know, at the bar drinking at this beautiful house. And then they say, we're sending out the young men. The young men come out, and they're all the sons of these MILFs.
Oh, my God.
These women are
dating. So they're in, like, one house. Like, I mean, I can't believe I have to ask.
It's a mansion. MILF Manor. It's in the name.
Yeah. I understand that. But, like, do they?
Well, no, it sounded like you did.
It did sound like I didn't. Yeah. But is it so, like, do they all live there, or like, is that just kind of?
They all live.
I mean,
okay.
And then
I feel like you've watched these shows enough to know how this works. They're all in a house. You know the rest.
I you know, for my audience, I want them to fully understand.
I'm sure those two people can figure it out too.
Hey, listen. Speaking of that, shout out to Martin J. A huge fan of mine, and maybe Katie's, definitely not yours, but huge fan of the show, loves the Martin selfie J. likes, tells us, Martin J. tells us to keep it up, loves listening. So
what's his story?
Normal guy.
Nah, I doubt it, but go ahead.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, he wants to hear the rest of about.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know it. Is he a fan? I mean,
where is he from? He has a dog, a wife, and a dog.
Okay. I mean, I think people want to know the people that listen to this.
Want to know about Martin J.
Or maybe I do. Well, I didn't know Martin J. till 6 seconds ago.
We could have Martin J. on. I don't know if he'd come on. But
I mean, you gave the guy a shout out.
Yeah, he loves the selfie light.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I mean, we were wondering who he was. There he is.
Well, now you know. Katie, I'm sorry that he continuously interrupts.
I'm asking the questions for Martin J. and the other people that they can't ask you themselves. I'm a man.
Well,
of
they can, because all they got to do is.
The three people that watch or listen, I'm their person. Go ahead.
Okay.
Are you done? So Katie can.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been waiting.
Go ahead.
Like Scott said, it's like a regular reality show where they do like challenges and then someone gets kicked off. And so season one was crazy drama. They bring in the ex-husbands. It's just a lot going on.
Oh, gosh.
Season two.
So the ex-husbands are the dads of some of these kids.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Season two. All the women are new women, new MILFs, new MILF Manor. And then they bring the young men out, not the sons, just regular young men. I think the youngest is like 20 years old. And then the oldest is maybe like 27. And then the twist, there's only been one episode that's been out. The twist at the end of the first episode is the women's exes come out. The MILF's exes. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay, now I'm screwing this up. I'm getting season one mixed up. The twist is the fathers of the young men come out. So they come out and the MILFs are like, now they have to choose who do they like better, these kids or their dads who are like the same age. And
so oh my gosh.
It's a lot going on.
Well, the dads probably have more money than the kids. So.
And the dads were all pretty handsome looking dads. You know, they were all dressed nicely and, you know, fit and looked professional.
So are these MILFs actually MILFs or are they like gross?
No, they're all pretty ladies. Like they've had a lot of plastic surgery, a lot of them.
Oh
yeah, so I'm not a fan of them.
They're young. They're young.
Oh, they are?
Well, their faces are.
Because here's the thing, and I think we touched before Katie left for Japan, we touched on Gary, the Golden Bachelorette.
Oh, that went well.
Yeah, and those women certainly were not MILFs, and the plastic surgery were crooked on half of them.
But that there's
I know divorce, I shouldn't right? say that. I did. I'm not a huge fan of plastic surgery, but it is what it is. But yeah, that didn't go too well. And it's getting worse and worse as time goes on for Gary.
Well, he's got probably what 6 years to live.
I mean,
is that what you mean?
Well, it wasn't. I'm just talking about that. All of a sudden, he's a gold digger, and he did it for fame, which is probably no different than anyone else that goes on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why else would he do it?
No, but so speaking of the Bachelorette series, Katie, I got to tell you my story.
The fangirl story.
My fangirl, because I literally fangirl. I'm going to see if I can find this email. If I can talk and read at the same time, which for me is not very good. But so as everyone knows, you know, the popcorn shop and the Seamus one day calls me, kind of our brief, and says that he's got all these emails that come into the website. So if you go on HighlandPopcorn.com, there's a website called Hello@HighlandPopcorn, and you email there. Well, he gets them for some reason, not me. So he tells, so then he's once in a blue moon, he forwards them to me with, and he'll say, let's discuss. We're on the phone. So he was telling me about all these ones that, because he forgets to check it. And then all of a sudden he's got all these emails he looks at and they're all asking for donations and we're too new. We can't give donations and blah, 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 blah. So I said, well, Seamus, sometimes we have to give donations. Just like we ask for donations. Like, so a lot of the schools around, you know, will give gift cards because it's carnival season for schools, right? So people ask for gift cards, they ask for different various things. So I had them send me all of these emails, and then I said, I'll go through them, because if it's, you know, like there's a lot of Catholic schools, like Highland Catholic, things like that, that are our neighbors that we have to give for. Well, as I'm scrolling through, deciding which ones, yes, no, whatever, I see an email from the Michelle Young Foundation. Well, it, for those of you, Michelle Young is the Bachelorette from Minnesota.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and you guys can't see me, but I'm trying to
find, can see you.
Well, yeah, you two can see me. Okay. But I'm trying to find, here it is.
Your man card? You're looking for your man card? That you lost that a long time ago.
See, here's what you don't understand.
I don't know. I thought that's what you were looking for.
That doesn't hurt my feelings.
It should.
So anyways, long story short, I can't totally find it. It doesn't. So they're asking for a donation for their Michelle Young Foundation. They're having a gala or whatever. So I emailed back saying, hey, now this would be one that Seamus would have said no to. But I did tell him the story. So I emailed back saying, hey, we would love to participate. We'll give you a gift card, a gift souvenir, whatever you need. I just have to tell you that when I saw who the email was from, I started the fangirl hard. And I'm a huge Bachelor, Bachelorette fan. I said, I watch it with my two daughters every Monday night. I said, we obviously love Michelle. You know, she's from Minnesota, blah, blah, blah. I said, we, you know, be great. So within minutes, I get a respond back from the president of the foundation. I don't remember the person's name, saying, greatest email I've ever read. She said, you totally made my day. Yeah. Once again, Scott, you're jelly. And said, thank you so much. You know, if you would like to give us some extra popcorn, I'll make sure Michelle gets it personally. Oh, the other part of the email I said was, you know, the running joke in my family is we always hope we'll see her around town or whatever. And then she said, well, you might, because she lives here now. She moved back from LA. She said, but if you want to send some, I'll make sure she gets it. Let me know if you want us to pick it up or if you... And so then I go back to her and say, well, actually, I want her to pick it up, not us. So I don't know where it's left off. But anyways,
huge fan. Oh, I can tell you.
I know, but I haven't yet. I'm waiting till we connect with the basket and the gift card before I actually ask for some sort of photo, something. You know, I'm waiting. But anyways, so that's my fangirling story.
Is she getting an invite to the Highland Popcorn grand opening?
She definitely will. Well, I'm trying to tell Seamus story. I said, not that you care or what you would even know about it. I said, this is pretty exciting for me. And I said, I started to fangirl. And he's like, well, what's fangirl? So now me trying to explain to him. So the best way I could do it is, some of you might not. I said, you know, when you're a teen and you love Leif Garrett, I said, that's fangirling. Do you remember Leif Garrett? Katie, you probably don't.
I don't know who Leif Garrett is, but I feel like Seamus is definitely fangirl of Bruce Springsteen.
Springsteen, he's right. Okay. So anyways, so he had no clue, but I am going to invite her to ours. You never know, right? What if she shows up?
Yeah, what if she shows up?
Well, we will take a selfie. My bucket list is to get a selfie with at least one Bachelor or Bachelorette. And just think, when that happens, both of you two can say, I got a selfie with him first.
That's exciting. Well, I might have explained this to you before, but in a past life, I did a podcast once upon a time at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, I think I was there.
And on said show was not only a member of the Bachelor show, he was also on that other weird show that's afterwards. What's the other one?
Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, he was on both those shows.
Which is probably the best of the series.
So I've sort of already been there.
But you don't have a selfie.
Nor would I.
So how many, how many people from Minnesota have been on these shows?
They've all finished second, I can tell you that.
That's not a lie. And they've all and it's all been women. But the interesting thing is that all these women that have come in second are like huge fan favorites in every season. Like, to the point where like the demand for them to be the next Bachelorette. So we've had two Bachelorettes that came in second, and then this past season, the third one, but she turned it down. But the fans demanded. Her name was Daisy. Her family owns a tree farm in, I think, Rogers. But anyway, she actually turned it down. Otherwise, there would have been three Bachelorettes from Minnesota, all hugely popular.
Do they? I mean, they almost never pick the fan favorite for a reason. Right.
Well, it seems that way. Not always. I mean, but typically, yes. But it's the same the other way around. Like, the Bachelorettes don't typically always pick the fan favorite.
Right. I think that's the part. That's the point of the show.
Well, I'm sure
call me skeptical.
I think the producers probably have a little push. There's this great show on HBO, which of course I don't remember the name, that kind of was a spoof on The Bachelor, where they kind of show the producers trying to persuade.
They don't need to do that. It's a spoof of itself.
I've never seen the. I feel like being on this show, I need to.
It's repulsive.
You should. Well, and if you ever want to join our watch party, because you know they have watch parties, you know.
I did once.
You did actually. That is correct. That's correct. I was sort of talking to Katie, but actually right. You did. I forgot about that. And you were equally as
entertaining
as the woman with the bird when she watched with us one time. By the way, in case the Go-To-Hogs, Katie, you're concerned, the bird will be returning to Minnesota tomorrow.
Oh, how does the bird? So the bird goes on a plane, like in the.
The bird goes on the plane in a little carry-on, basically. And so here's, well, I don't know if I should tell this story because it sounds like perhaps the woman with the bird's dishonest. But this is actually.
I thought you were going to say crazy.
Well, I think that that's a given.
Okay.
So one time, the brat, Hater Brat, and I were traveling home with such lady, and we're halfway down the tarmac, and the lady from Delta comes running down and says, "Ma'am, you cannot take this bird on the plane." So she's like, "I take it on the plane all the time." So, well, the bird's causing a disturbance, and somebody complained.
Yeah, I did.
So we're looking at each other like, "What?" And then she said, "Well, you had the bird out." So she took it out of his cage. Usually she doesn't do that. And then the bird was extremely loud because people wanted to talk to the bird, pet the bird, and he doesn't like that. So she shouldn't have taken him out. But anyways, we talk ourselves onto the plane. Fine. Well, then fast forward a little bit, they were going to start to charge her a seat for the bird.
Well, you're leaving a big part of this out.
What? Well, no. Well, doesn't that come after?
Oh, I suppose. So, yeah.
So she was going to have to start buying a seat on the plane for the bird in this little thing. But she got the bird. I don't know what certified. I don't know what the term is. But the bird is classified.
She got a doctor to sign off that he's an emotional support animal.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah,
so I don't know what he was a doctor in, but right. Nothing, not common sense.
So now she does. So that, you know, she doesn't have to pay for the bird to travel anymore, but because he's an emotional support animal.
Wow. I really like that story. I wish I had an emotional support bird. That sounds fun.
Not this bird.
No. No, Scott and I don't agree on a lot of things except for this bird.
He needs to go. But well, speaking
unfortunately,
of which,
he's not
speaking of needing to
we're
go.
We're all going to go before the bird.
I know we're still on the air, but I'm the second this is over, I have to get on with my life. So that same woman with the bird called me today to help her make plane tickets to another country. Which means someone needs to stay with the bird, which means I'm assuming that's you.
Where's she going? Not that anyone cares.
Barcelona, Spain.
Oh, good.
Well, she told you.
So she's not bringing the bird with to Spain.
She claims she told us, which she didn't, but it doesn't matter.
No, she asked me if I would be mad if she went there. She didn't say she, because what? She told me that. She told me that I was next to get to go.
You're not. But
well, I'm not. And I mean,
because I already know who is.
Well, I do too, which is why I have to watch the bird, I'm assuming. But not that anyone cares, but in case anyone cares, Katie might care. Basically, I'm not going to Spain because your son, my nephew, is getting married.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
That is 100% the reason. I got to choose between going to the wedding and going to Spain.
Well, you're going to get to choose. Well, time out. You're watching the bird again. You're going to have another choice.
Why? Where is she going again?
Spain.
Oh, God, you're right. So maybe, I don't know if it's worth it. I don't know if I can do it again. I could bring him to, I could bring him to the popcorn shop.
Yeah.
He could be like on display. Because let me tell you that, no offense to anyone that's listening that may shop at Highland Popcorn, equally as crazy as the woman with the bird.
Do you have a mascot for the Highland Popcorn shop?
Oh, no, but we should. So before, because I know we got to get going on because we have some homework and a couple other things to discuss. But so a lady came in. I just got to tell this story. So for those that don't know, but I think everyone does, is that we, Highland Popcorn is a nonprofit, and we hire adults with developmental disabilities. And a lot of times people, you know, which is a huge reason why people are supporting us. Plus we have good popcorn. So there are times when customers come in and they will say, well, where are they? You know, I mean, that's where are they? So that's how they get referred to. So a woman came in, I must have been Wednesday or Thursday, and she's staring at me. She's staring at me. She says, are they here? So I said, who? And she said, your employees. So I said, well, no. I said, they leave at 2 to catch the different rides. Some are on Metro Mobility. And I said, so, you know, later in the day, it's typically me. So she looked at me again. She's staring at me. She says, are you one of them? So I said, one of who? She said, are you disabled? That's what she's saying to me. So I'm thinking, so part of me was going to like play along and say yes, but then I feel like I'm insulting my workers. Like, I just kind of stared at her. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't know if I should laugh because I didn't know what to do. So I just said, I'm not, you know, but thank you for asking. Yeah.
What?
Every day that I know, it's crazy.
That keeps you on your toes there.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I don't know. Kind of interesting. But you know, we should. Oh, go ahead.
If you had the bird in there and as a Highland Popcorn mascot of some sort, you could probably teach the bird some kind of greeting.
No, too late. the bird was not parented properly when he was young and therefore is out of control. The bad parenting, 100% bad parenting.
So does the bird say bad, like bad words? Or
he doesn't say anything.
Oh.
Surprisingly, no.
Well, he doesn't say anything.
He just talk. Squawks.
Oh. Okay.
Which is
more annoying. I would rather him say every swear word on the planet than squawk.
If she leaves the room for 2 minutes, it's
2 seconds.
Yeah, bad. It's bad parenting. Like, I can't say it any other way.
The emotional support owner, then, like, the bird needs her more than she needs the bird, it sounds like.
I think it's mutual.
Honestly, it's just, they're just not healthy.
Let's just say it's an
unhealthy relationship.
And I'm not going to say it in a morbid way, but one of the two of us could be gone. You can pick and choose how we're gone. It'd probably be okay as long as the bird was still there.
Well, luckily, the bird would give her emotional support to get her through one of our
pets. Of course, so it'd actually be a...
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So before we continue, though, we should thank all of the listeners.
Oh, here we go. This is my favorite. This is my...
What? I said
this is my favorite part.
Well, if you didn't interrupt every time.
I know. I agree.
94.1 Frogtown Radio. How much better does it get than what I just did?
I would have added community radio, but that's okay.
Yeah, and you would have done that weird fake radio voice that you
It's did. Not fake. It's weird. Well, let's but hear
it.
Fake.
It sounds fake. It sounds like you're putting a lot more effort.
I'm in a room. I don't have any words in front of me. It just rolls off my tongue.
Well, we should ask the boss lady, the owner, how she says it. Like, let's hear it. Let's hear it, and then maybe I can work off of that.
Okay.
Well, depends, but
yeah. Like sometimes you just as part of the conversation, you work it in. That's what a professional does. other people just go, and now it's the time. We First have to all, say thank you to WFNU Frogtown Radio.
The reason why I'm so popular is because I am the people's goal. I'm not a professional. I mean, most people might think I am, but like I don't know what to tell you, but we could break out the straight up. Now tell me, Katie, how you would say it, because that's the Paula Abdul reference.
I like that. Thank you.
After there's huge news that we have to give you after she does this.
Okay. Let's.
I appreciate that, Goob. Host of the Selfie Life right here on WFNU LP 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio. Or you could be listening online at WFNU.org or on WFNU's very own smartphone app.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the difference between a professional and a goat. That was so good. There's no other reason. There's no other reason to do this. Oh, I'm going to see if I can play this video for you too, because.
Well, wait, time out. Okay,
because I might have to send this video to you and see if you can record it.
We have WFNU 94.1 Frogtown Community Radio news that we have to get to right now.
Okay, let's hear it.
Sunday.
And that's how, Sunday. Well, Saturday night / Sunday.
Yes. 24 hours.
Wait, I got it. Okay, sorry.
We have one of the biggest announcements ever on this pathetic show, and you're playing a video.
I've got a video that I have to play that hopefully the audio comes out.
Trust me, Katie's about to say is...
Okay, all right. I'm good. Let's go. Start over. Rewind.
Sunday, June 2nd, midnight to midnight, 24 hours of live programming that includes live music, special guests, giveaways, prizes. The goal is to raise $10,000 in 24 hours for Frogtown Radio. It's our pay the rent party. So... $10,000 pays our rent for a whole year. So if we can raise $10,000 in 24 hours, we're golden. We don't have to worry about rent for a whole year.
And I have a proposal for you.
Let's hear it.
For me or for the Goataholics? Because I was just going to make...
For you.
Okay, what is it?
I have it from good authority that the midnight to 3 a.m. slot is already taken.
Oh, okay.
But 3 a.m. to 6 or 7 a.m. is not.
I'm in.
Let's do
what
it.
What day of the what are those Saturday. 2 days?
Well, Sunday.
Sunday night. Sunday morning.
Sunday into Monday or Saturday into Sunday?
Saturday into Sunday.
Okay. You tell me what you need from me, and then I'm gonna also put it out there to the Goataholics to please donate if you love what not only we're doing, but Frogtown Community Radio itself. We'll put it out on the Facebook page. We'll make a TikTok of it. We'll do whatever we can.
I have a great idea.
Well, yeah.
You and I will show up at 3 a.m. because we have to do it at the studio because it's live. That's and great. The first, if someone wants to pay $5,000, you'll leave immediately. We'll get like. We'll see how long it takes to get people to get you out of
you
there.
Just so if that should happen and I leave, okay, I'll stay.
I'm awake anyways. Yeah.
What would be okay? So if we're on from 3 to 6 or 7.
Yep.
Like, will there be like music? And like, are we just doing our thing, or is it up to us, or like, what is it, a free for all?
It's really a free for all. So most likely
have a little DJing. Can I?
Well, these goats could call too.
Yeah, we can take phone calls.
We could do it live.
To do it live. It's a live event.
Well, I meant the phone calls. I meant because okay. And I'm assuming no one else wants the 3 to 6 shift or set, whatever it is.
I'd have someone wanting to go on at 5 a.m.
So we could do 3 to 5. That would be helpful.
And we'll have like donuts and like snacks for people. And we already have one big prize It's a 50-inch TV, flat screen TV.
New. You can watch all your favorite reality TV shows on that.
You can. So anybody who donates $25 or more, they're entered into a drawing for that TV.
Can I win if I donate $25 or more? Or no, is the talent, as they say, not eligible?
No, you're eligible. Anybody who donates.
Yeah, talent isn't, but you're fine.
Okay. You know what, Katie? We can talk offline. Whatever you need, I'm in.
3 to 5.
Okay. Deal. Cool. Okay. Deal. Well, that's
so exciting. You know what Connor and I are doing? On a midnight much later ship. No, midnight's taken. Connor and I will be on maybe to close the show up. And we haven't decided, but for a large fee, he and I will take the Connor's Corner show to you. So that's awesome. You want to donate a big chunk of money, we'll do it in your house, your backyard, your boat. We're going to come to you. So that's all the fun stuff that's going to happen at this event.
So, Katie, are you on for 24 hours or are you taking shifts?
Last year, I was there for about 20 hours and it got real weird at the end.
One would imagine. Could just pretend you're on a flight back from Japan.
Right. This year, I'm hoping not to be there that much. Maybe I'll come like right at the beginning and right at the end.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, let's talk. I'm in.
Awesome.
Cool. Okay. So we have our top five. I don't know if you did your homework. Top five Minnesota sports favorite Minnesota athletes of all time, which is going to be impossible for Scott because he's a hater. But before we do that and then end the show, right before we left the last show, Katie brought up something we didn't talk about. And like Kesha, I don't know if anyone is waking up feeling like P. Diddy anymore. But we at least have to. But you know, the funny thing is since that day, the story's been pretty quiet. I don't know if there's anything left to tell.
Well, like, yeah. Like, so after they raided his homes and detained his kids.
And he sold out his kids.
There's not, like, about what they know yet. So I don't know if they're just holding on to get more info or if there's, like, nothing there.
Oh, well, I think Maya, the brat, is the one that told me that she no longer, when she sings that song, no longer says that line. I don't know what she's changed it to, but Diddy got canceled on Kesha's number one song, basically.
Yes, I think it
probably rightfully so.
You know, I had my music show tonight, and I like to play my favorite 90s songs. And there was a song that I was going to play, but it was Puff Daddy was in it. And I decided, you know what? I'm not going
to
do
it. Was it I Need a Girl? Because, previous to this, I loved I Need a Girl, part one and part two. But
no.
Which was your favorite? Now, was it P. Diddy or was it Puff Daddy or was it Sean Combs? Like, which alter ego was the song?
Puff Daddy, I think, he was the guest on the song.
Do you know the name of Katie's show?
Straight up,
that would be great.
Next time,
no, I don't. Are you gonna tell me, or is she gonna tell me?
Katie's gonna tell you.
Oh, okay,
I've been on it. I've been on it.
You have?
Yep.
Is this the one that I saw the video of you and your friend DJing? You had the headphones in front of the mic singing to? I can't.
I don't have a friend that DJed with me.
You don't have a friend. Well, I was talking to Katie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
I was the weather person on their show.
Yeah.
You were?
I went on top of the roof of the old
building. I thought you were the scat cat or whatever.
No.
Yeah. What was the Paula Abdul's cat's name?
Yeah, MC Scat Cat.
Scat
Cat. Oh, yeah. Okay. So what is the name of your show? You should promote it as well while we're here.
Funk to Your Ears. Philip, Funk Master Philip G, I call him. That's his DJ name on Tuesday nights. Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. We play hour-long funk music.
So you mean to tell me that your listeners get to go from you to us with an hour in between to recover? That's amazing. No,
her listeners get to go from her show to their lives back.
And then back to us. They get an hour break in between to recover or to get pumped up, whatever, however you want it. That is,
excuse me.
That is,
excuse me.
And you were playing, so you were going to play that like as an intro or just because you play music throughout the show or what?
Yeah.
So we play music throughout the show and I always choose, I like my 90s hip hop and R&B. So I had.
I could give you so many. Like, do you ever play Regulates? I love that one.
You know, I haven't in a while, but I also, in Japan, I did karaoke and I did Regulate.
You did in Japan? That's funny.
That was
there's fun. So many bangers. There's so many 90s bangers, but for me, it'd be R&B or, you know, like Boyz II Men or Warren G.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Word Up.
Straight, yeah. Word Up. Cameo.
Cameo.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that sounds fun. I might have to. That could be my.
Well, actually, I don't want to do. I don't want to really help make this show better. But I mean, next week's homework should be top five karaoke songs.
Perfect. That is genius. You know what, Scott? Once in a while, you come up with a great idea.
Most of the time, I just.
Have you ever done karaoke?
I hold back a lot just because I don't want to be said that. What's that?
Have you ever done karaoke?
No.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
No, I'm just gonna let that go. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's a great lead to our top five Minnesota sports athletes of all time. So, who wants to start? We'll start with five, like always, and work our way up to one.
Yeah, start with five.
Yeah, Scott, this should be interesting because, like I said, you hate everyone.
So I've been busy today. Go ahead. I'll start with five.
Okay.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Okay. I have a feeling I know some. That's good. That's kind of a hint as towards most of your.
No, I don't think list. So.
Okay. All right.
That was my number five too.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm not a huge sports person, as Scott knows. This is more going off of their personalities.
Probably. Yeah, wrestling.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to just do a quick honorable mention that nobody other than Scott's going to know before I get into my top five. And it's a guy named Ernie Hickey, who played for the Minnesota North Stars. And I'm not kidding. Scott can vouch, not that anyone think I'd lie about this. But, Katie, we had season tickets, so there was 40 home games maybe. Every single game, he would look for me in the crowd and give me a hockey puck. Scott, is this true? Now, the guy, nobody knows who he is. He gets traded. But, yes, so for 1 year, maybe two, he gave me a puck before every single game. So he gets honorable mention. But my number five, and this is more for recent and then what I believe his future is, and I had to put a Timberwolf on there, so Anthony Edwards.
Number five, okay.
He's got a beautiful smile, by the way.
All right. My number four
is
Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
My number, honorable mention.
Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett at number four. My number four is a tie between Randy Moss and Adrian Peterson.
Ugh.
Adrian Peterson. They both actually might be a little controversial.
Am I on three?
Yes.
My number three is Randy Moss.
Scott, we're on the same page. Matt's my number three as well.
And my number three is Jesse Ventura.
Oh, nice. Okay.
My number two is Kirby Puckett.
My number two is hometown guy Joe Mauer.
I knew somebody would pick him, but not Scott. And my number two could have been number one, but my number one is just too important, is Maya Moore.
Really?
Yeah, easily.
The lady that just got up and left us?
We try not to think about that. You know, it's like several of my other relationships. So I've gone over those.
Well, you wouldn't put those at number two either.
You know what? I could do top five baby mamas, but.
No, let's not do that. I reluctantly have to say that my number one would have to be Joe Maurer.
All right.
You're kidding me.
I
would never seen that coming.
How could he not be?
Because you and I know
I don't like him personally.
Because part of him, you would give your nephew so much crap about how bad he was and he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame and everything, which I know was partly crap, but and your kids. So I'm a little shocked, but okay.
My number one is KG, Cam Garnett.
I can see it, except for he might be on my top five people that I hate for Minnesota athletes.
Wow.
Why? I know that's strong. My grandma told me we should never hate anyone. So I'll say
this. Which grandma told you that?
I was going to say the dead one, but they're both dead. Francis.
It's weird because the other one told me we should hate people.
Touché. Now, my number one, Kirby Puckett, has to be, always will be, Kirby Puckett. Yeah. So I think those are pretty good lists. I mean, surprisingly the same but different at the same time.
Why do you hate Kevin Garnett?
I don't know for sure. I think partly because I think he's overrated. And that just might be because I don't like him. I wish I could give you a definite answer. I don't know.
All right.
It just rubs me the wrong way. I don't know. I didn't like the way he acted when he won the championship, which of course that could just be salty.
He wasn't on
here like everyone else.
Because he wasn't on our team.
Well, yeah. You know, but I don't know. I'm not saying, I mean, he probably is the greatest Timberwolf, obviously, of all time. For now, that will change with Mr. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
Who's that new guy, Naz or something?
Naz Reid.
Naz Reid.
Oh, he is so popular. You see, oh, I got to play this video before we leave real quick. But you see, like, they gave away his towel. A giveaway at the stadium. So now people are taking pictures of Naz Reid's towel like all over the world.
I saw that.
So Katie, I'm going to play this. I hope people can hear it. And I'm wondering if there's a way we can do the audio. Now it's a video though. So, cause I'm going to post it onto the Facebook page, but hopefully you and Scott can see it. This is my good friend, Jane. Okay. So let's listen.
Pop it up a little bit. We can't see it.
Okay. There.
Please
watch the Sophia Lights
because Goop is the Goop.
I mean, come on.
That's cute.
Yep.
When's Jane in next? I'll have to go talk to her.
Well, she was supposed to be in the day and she didn't come. But it's to the point now when the two groups from MSS Tuesdays and Thursdays, when they get there in the morning, the first thing they say to me is, "Are we going to do a TikTok today?"
Awesome.
That's pretty exciting.
Except the one guy.
No, he won't be on camera, as we know. But Dino, I was going to do one today. I had it all done. Jane and Dean and Nancy all approved it. They had their parts and everything. Well, Jane doesn't show up, and Nancy's like, well, good, we're going to still do it. And I said, we can't do it without Jane. I mean, I didn't want to tell Nancy that Jane's actually the star of everything. So I just said, no, we can't do it without her.
So you guys plan out these TikToks in advance, and then you're...
I do. I try and plan out ones in advance, and then I play them examples of them, or I give them the idea and ask if they want to do it, they're willing to do it. Always ask, because we now have a release. I have a release that I can use their images or their for anything. So that was given to me. So now I don't have to ask every time. So I try and think of ones that will work, first of all, and that they would be that they want to do. So sometimes we just do it on the fly. Like something will happen during the day and we're like, oh, we should make this into a TikTok. So
cool.
Yeah, they love it.
Pretty fun. Yeah,
that's fun. So I think that's it for another episode of The Selfie Wife.
And our homework for next week is, remind me again,
top five karaoke songs.
Karaoke songs. All right.
That's going to be a good one. Awesome. And then we will plan out this. It's a telethon, right?
3 to 5 a.m. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, again, Scott, Katie, thanks for being part of The Selfie Life. We'll see you next Tuesday, right after Katie's show. Katie, what's the name of the show again? That was too long for me to remember.
Plunk to your ears.
Perfect.
They have, they have t-shirts and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Why am I just finding this out?
I don't know. You're not very observant.
You gotta come on. We'll have you on.
I would love to be on. Name the time. Name the date. Well, I know the time and the date. Yeah. Tell me when. Let's go, Dad. There's no Okay. Do you know anyone else here? All right. Thanks, everyone.
Should I go home with him? I guess I took a good selfie.